If somebody was 250 pounds and they lost all the weight and got to their goal, which their goal was 160 pounds, let's say they do it overnight, snap of a finger, a magic supplement, weight loss, surgery, I don't know, overnight they get to 160. One day they're going to end up being 250 pounds again. And I'm going to tell you exactly why today.
This is the Game of Food.
This is the Game of Food.
We're helping real people get real results with delicious food. Real food. Live from Spencer's home studio, podcasting to the world. This is Game of Food. And here's your host, Spencer Frederick.
I was watching some Facebook or Instagram reels over the weekend, and one of my friends that is in the industry, he does nutrition and fitness for clients and stuff like that. I really like him. I think he does a good job. I've never been his client, but him and I kind of speak the same language and stuff. And he posted a video that popped up on my social media, and he said this. So I basically am just stealing this for him, but I like the way he worded it. And sometimes I like to do podcasts about mindset, about becoming the person that you need to become. Because he said, if you picture somebody that is unhappy with their situation, they're 250 pounds and they don't want to be. They are overweight, they have health issues, they want to get healthier, all these things, and they snap their fingers with a magic pill, they end up 160 pounds, just literally overnight. Like, I'm not talking like overnight, like a couple of weeks. I'm talking like literally like 24 hours later, let's say they lose that 90 pounds. That person is going to gain all of that weight back. You can almost guarantee it, because they didn't become the person that weighs 160 pounds. They didn't become a person that chooses healthier habits. They just snapped the fingers, had a quick fix, and now they are still the same person, just inside a smaller body. So one day, with the bad habits that they learned over the years, they're going to go back to those bad habits, and they're going to end up being 250 pounds again. Now, how do you guarantee that that person doesn't end up being 250 pounds? They have to change who they are. They have to become somebody that sticks to a health plan longer. They have to do it the right way. They have to know their own personal weaknesses and when they need to ask for help. They need to know these things. And that's basically what he said in his reel. And I really liked it. And I think a lot of people need to let this one land. And the further detail I'll put behind it is there's a lot of programs that are kind of like this. Now, programs, you have like keto, you have like these extreme diet plans where they send you a meal plan, you know, through the mail, and it's extreme and it doesn't taste very good and you're very low calories. And there's all kinds of extreme quick fix nutrition plans. But I also want you guys to think of some of the medications. You have Ozempic that people are talking about. You know, phentermine is one that's been around for years, and you can lump this into that category. Because if you take a pill and you get a result, it changes your body, but it doesn't change you. It doesn't change your habits. Now, I know when people pop some of those pills or they go to their doctor for whatever shots to change their hormones, to lose weight and stuff like this, I know what they're thinking. They're thinking, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do, and I just need a jump start. I want to lose a bunch of weight with this weight loss pill, and then I will get on track. But it's the wrong order of things. You don't go for the quick fix thing and then hope the habits land after, because you're teaching yourself the wrong lesson. It is the wrong lesson learned. You take a pill and you learn, okay, I need to be jump-started by a pill. So actually, every time you regain the weight, now you have a further urge to take Ozempic and phentermine and whatever else they come out with. You further have this urge to do those things again, because that's what you learned. To jumpstart my big weight loss journey, I started with medications. This goes the same for weight loss surgery. And I'm not dogging on any of these programs, weight loss surgery, medications. I'm not dogging on them. If you used them and you were able to keep the weight off and you stayed healthy forever, for the rest of your life afterwards, more power to you. I truly mean that. But I see too many times where people call me up and it's one of the lists that they give me. I tried keto. I tried no sugar. I tried weight loss surgery. I tried Ozempic. I tried phentermine. It's just one on their list of failed attempts. And so if it is a failed attempt for you, that's why I'm making this episode. because weight loss surgery is the exact same. I do get regular calls where people did weight loss surgery and now they're trending back up. There's been some rare cases where the person gains all the weight back and then calls me. But usually I get the call where they lost 110 pounds on weight loss surgery, and then they gained 33 pounds back. Now their overall journey is still great. Lose 110, gain 30, you're still down a lot, but they're noticing the trend and they're like, I can't let this happen. I'm going to call up that Spencer guy and see if he can put me back in the right direction. So you see, the urge, even after a major transformation, is I got to get my habits right. Because the person that does weight loss surgery and then gains 30 pounds of it back, it's those bad habits that took over again. The surgery didn't change the person. It changed the body. And that's how powerful these habits are. These healthy habits, knowing your food portions, eating the right foods, making sure you're like tracking your steps or not sitting too much, working out. You guys know the drill by now. And I know it feels impossible some days to do these healthy habits. And that's why people do these things, weight loss surgery and all these things, because they try so much and they're like, man, nothing works. And I just want the body. I want the results. I want to feel better. I want to feel confident again. So they do these things. But the habits are more powerful than any medication or weight loss surgery or quick fix diet. The habits are more powerful. They're just slower. And that's why everybody skips over them. But at the end of the day, you always need them. If you do good on keto, eventually you're going to have to learn how to portion your food and stuff. Unless you want to do keto forever, which most people I talk to don't want to. They want to eventually work carbs back in. Okay, then here we are. We're back at the healthy habits that you should have started from day one. And I think people kind of forget how long it takes to form a good habit. Now, there are some rock stars in the world, like the 5% or maybe even the 1% of the world where you tell them, hey, these are the healthy habits, and then they just follow them. Like, they just immediately follow them, and they have no problem sticking with it. I'm not talking about them. Those people are in a league of their own. I'm talking about the other 99% of America or the world that struggles with this. These habits take a lot longer than people think. And I don't like the quote that it takes 21 days to form a new habit. I don't believe that at all. I think in some cases, if you have like a really big weakness or two, which we all have weaknesses, but if you have a really big one or two, the big ones take a lot longer and they can take years. I know that's not the fun thing to say. Like when people sign up for a new program or a coach, they're like, I'm going to get results overnight. I signed up with this awesome coach. But if you do have an awesome coach, they know that some of these habits are going to die hard. There are always some habits that kind of die easy. You know, some people's like, well, I'm drinking pop right now, but I don't really care about it that much. That'd be easy to, you know, switch to diet pop or switch to, you know, a zero calorie tea or something like that. Like sometimes those switches are really easy for people, but it's things like weekends and social events and holidays, you know, whatever it might be, you know, your addiction to sugar. These are harder ones to overcome and they don't take 21 days. I wish we could totally kill that. Like it takes 21 days to form a habit. Well, what that quote doesn't finish saying is like what you do when you fall off track 3 months later. Like, okay, the habit landed for a while, but now I'm off track again. You told me that I was fixed, quote. But no, that quote is bogus. It can take a long time. So here's my final opinion is that all programs will eventually lead to failure unless you learn and practice the habits. The boring habits, eating a certain way, watching your portions, moving more, working out, all these things. You have to still work on those eventually. And since you eventually have to work on them, you might as well start working on them ASAP. You might as well start working on them today to give yourself a chance to become the person that is able to follow those, the person that sticks to their ideal weight for the rest of their life and is confident in their clothes and has all these fun benefits and advantages. So here's to becoming the person. To become that person, it takes a while, but you're tough. You can get through the hurdles and the mistakes. You'll get frustrated, but you'll get over it. And eventually you'll get there. I hope this helps. Spencer, signing off.